We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Right now, partly cloudy and 38 degrees. KNSS breaking news. A shooting this morning in South Wichita. Around 5 a.m., first responders were called to 2614 South Topeka. A 22-year-old woman taken to a hospital with a wound to her upper arm. No more details were immediately available. The House Judiciary Committee takes over the impeachment inquiry with a hearing on constitutional questions and historical precedent.
The House Judiciary Committee heard from a panel of constitutional experts on how the framers viewed the power of impeachment.
I cannot help but conclude that this president has attacked each of the Constitution's safeguards against establishing a monarchy.
University of North Carolina's Michael Gerhart is one of three law professors who recommend impeachment. A fourth, invited by committee Republicans, says Democrats are rushing impeachment to remedy anger.
My personal views of President Trump are as irrelevant to my impeachment testimony as they should be to your impeachment vote.
George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley calls this impeachment inquiry the most narrow in history. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Navy says a U.S. sailor opened fire on civilian workers at Hawaii's Pearl Harbor Naval Shipyard, killing two and wounding another. Navy Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick says
the shooter, who has tentatively been identified as an active-duty sailor assigned to USS Columbia, SSN 771, is also deceased by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
A Wichita man injured in a pair of accidents in northwest Wichita Wednesday night in the northbound lanes of I-235 near Zoo Boulevard. The Highway Patrol reports two vehicles were involved in a collision. When one of the drivers got out to check on the damage, he was hit by another vehicle. 35-year-old Daniel Ferris was hospitalized in serious condition. Another driver was taken to a hospital as a precaution. Wichita police say a man working in a rail yard in the 2600 block of North New York was killed Tuesday evening. Officer Charlie Davidson says first responders were told a worker was under a train at the Union Pacific facility.
Upon arrival, a 46-year-old male was located with critical injuries, and he was pronounced deceased on the scene. The investigation at this time has revealed the male was working with a crew moving train cars for loading when he was unfortunately struck and fatally injured. Our investigation is still ongoing.
And the man was from McPherson. His name has not been released. A woman accused of running over and dragging a Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy will stand trial.
45-year-old Melissa Heinzman is charged with aggravated battery against a law enforcement officer, leaving the scene of an accident and interference with law enforcement. The charges stem from an incident on June 23rd when Heinzman was pulled over by a deputy and allegedly took off, dragging the deputy and running over his ankles. On Wednesday, Heinzman waived a preliminary hearing. Her trial has now been set for January the 8th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
It took just 25 minutes for the Sedgwick County Commission to complete their weekly meeting.
The county accepted a $50,000 grant from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment that will go to the Sedgwick County Health Department. The grant will address prevention of drug and opioid-involved morbidity and mortality. Chris Seward from the Health Department explained a part of what the grant will do to help the county.
The Health Department will be able to perform several activities. To name a few, we will develop a system to routinely collect, analyze, and evaluate data from law enforcement, mental health, and substance abuse agencies in Sedgwick County.
The agency will also be able to analyze data from the Sheriff's Office and ComCare, and also be able to maintain their website. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Authorities plan to investigate whether a freshman Kansas congressman broke state laws by listing a UPS Inc. store as his address on a voter registration form and for obtaining a mail-in ballot in a November election. Representative Steve Watkins' spokesman says the Republican congressman's use of the UPS store's address in southwest Topeka was an inadvertent mistake that will be corrected. But his actions raised a question about the legality of Watkins' registration and the ballot he cast November 5th. The local sheriff said he would investigate the matter at the local district attorney's request. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Thursday.
Gasoline prices, that low end coming down today, or actually yesterday we started seeing it, but seems to be a lot of stations out there around 215 now. Spotted 215 near 21st and Ridge Road, so that low end coming down a couple of cents. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Dry and quiet weather will continue again today across south central Kansas. If we see any rain at all, it would be just a few sprinkles later on today. The high this afternoon near 60. Breezy tonight, our low 34, and then a clearing sky, windy and colder on Friday with a high 44. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, not much wind again this morning, southeast at 3 miles per hour, 38 degrees here at KNSS. 6:11 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS, and we had a sunny, mild day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 59 degrees. Normal high for the date, 47. So pretty nice day, all in all, yesterday afternoon. On this date in 1933, national prohibition came to an end as Utah became the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, repealing the 18th Amendment. So that lasted, what, just a few years. But
just a few amendments.
Enough to create a terrific mafia presence in Chicago.
That's sure.
got Capone on the map anyway. So, yeah, today is the end of prohibition. Everyone knows electric eels produce electricity.
Sure.
But visitors to the Tennessee Aquarium may be shocked to find an electric eel on display can churn out enough juice to light a Christmas tree. Officials at the aquarium in Chattanooga say the eel, Miguel Watson, apparently eels get... Eels have two names, okay, like the rest of us.
It's a good name for an eel.
The eel, Miguel Watson, has a special system in its tank that channels its shocks to power strings of light on a nearby tree. Not only is Watson considered a current attraction, Watson, see, he also has an electric personality. He actually has his own Twitter account. Watson, see, Watt, isn't Watt an electric, measurement of electricity?
Yeah, it is.
See, so Watson with two T's. You get it? That's a good joke.
But no, why wasn't it just Watson?
Well, there you go.
Why'd they have to
Watson,
add the other?
Come in here. Don't come in here.
Why'd they have to add a second name?
But an eel can do that. Well, you know what the answer is? We need to have the Mayor Longwell get us a big, giant eel tank and put about 75 million eels in there, and we can run the city's electricity, right? We can run the whole city and sell some eel power to other cities.
Yes, but Steve, you have to feed the eels.
Well, yeah, but you can feed them, probably eat anything. We can take the city's cigarette butts and give it to the eels.
All those PETA people coming into town to protest would boost the economy.
No kidding. They got to stay at a hotel and eat something, right? Okay. Another great idea that I'm just going to put down the back burner. All right, had a birthday yesterday, and hey, I got some nice stuff. My wife gave me a Fitbit watch, okay? You'll notice I don't have it on today because we didn't have time yesterday to go through it and set it up. I'm sure it's going to take several hours. Shelly's on the case. She knows what to do. But it did look pretty cool. So I may be wearing a new watch next time you see me. Don't be alarmed, all right, Ted? My son got me a copy of the book Partners in Command. This is about Eisenhower and Marshall, the two generals during World War II. And it's something that Scott and I share this utter fascination with World War II, especially the European theater, and with Eisenhower and Patton and all those guys. So this is going to be a great read. I'm looking forward to it. Got a message on my cell phone or my answering machine at home, a banjo playing, which every year I know what that is. It's Larry Wagner is a banjo message that he leaves on my machine just every year. So it's his way of saying, I remember you. Larry Wagner is a guy, if you're in radio, you know who he is, or you should. This is a guy who's kept many of the radio stations on the air across the state for years.
Good guy.
And I've known Larry since, 1971 or two. We actually did a morning show together. He used the air named Alan McKay.
Oh, my.
So we had a show that we did together. And all of his material was geared at making fun of my mother-in-law. Okay?
Okay.
They thought that was safe.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The tagline would be, you know, Steve's mother-in-law is so big, you know, things like that. So, anyway, he's a great guy, and I got to talk to him, and I called him back, him and Ann, his wife. So we got that. Well, what else we got? Anyway, had a great day, and thank you all for the station, had the cake, and I told
Sounds
Jackie.
Sounds like your 70th birthday was a big hit.
Yeah, Jackie Wise, before I left yesterday, said, Jackie, our boss, I said, Jackie, if there's any cake left over, just put it in the refrigerator, and we can have it tomorrow morning. Yeah. There's none left over.
That was tasty cake.
I mean, there's
that was one of the best breakfasts I've had in quite a while.
There were a couple of forks and a napkin left over, and that was about it.
That was it?
Yeah. So. All right, what do we got going on here? Just a couple of quick programming notes for you. It's Friday, tomorrow, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra taking the stage at Wichita's Interest Bank Arena, and we've got your chance to get front row seats, two tickets to the front row. And we're going to be giving those away tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Of course, it's a Friday, which means we're going to have Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, on the air with us at 8:15. Where are the Chiefs playing this weekend, Ted? Are they at home?
No, they're at New England.
At New England? Oh my gosh. And that's a late afternoon game, not a noon game.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, that's going to be a heck of a game.
Yeah.
And Mitch is going to be – that's going to talk about that tomorrow. And just a reminder that next Tuesday – is the 9th annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour at the Scottish Rite Center, first in Topeka in Wichita. Ted and I are part of the show, the Air Capital Chorus, doing all the vocals and the music, and the jolly old elf will show up. If you've got Tuesday night, you need to come and see this.
Yeah, come see us on Tuesday night.
It's like doing an old radio-style radio show with sound effects and everything, and you can sit there in the live audience and be part of it. And then on Christmas morning at 8 o'clock, we play the whole thing back every year. It's a lot of fun. All you have to do for admission, bring a non-perishable food item or monetary donation for the Kansas Food Bank. And that is coming up Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Center. So we got stuff going on.
Sure do. Busy time of year. Now let's go back to your first item there.
Okay.
So let me get this straight. Somebody is going to wake up tomorrow morning, and we are going to give them away two front row tickets. And those people will then go see the concert that night in the front row tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. So, yeah, tomorrow
man.
Night.
Man. We're going to make someone's day tomorrow.
No kidding. Somebody's going to be very happy with us tomorrow. Not that they're not happy with us every day because we do such a fine job. But yeah. So you got to be listening. Steve and Ted, if you're not a regular listener, get regular.
No kidding.
As my mother used to say, be regular. 6:18 now, Steve and Ted. Here on KNSS, and let's go ahead and do leadoff sports here with Ted Woodward. I know the Shocker women were playing basketball last night, correct, Ted?
Yeah, the Shocker men play tonight.
And they're tonight.
Got the Shocker men at Coke Arena this evening, Wichita State taking on the Bears of Central Arkansas. First time these teams have ever met in men's basketball. Shocks have won their last seven home games. Of course, the Shocks have gone more than a week since their last effort, and that was a loss to West Virginia, so they're probably itching to get back on the court. After Thanksgiving break, Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
We practiced very hard Saturday, Sunday, and I'm excited about the progress we made.
Yeah, you had mentioned that, and certainly I guess that's the next step is just finding out how much did they learn from those experiences that we've talked about, particularly West Virginia, and you'll get a chance to see that here in the next couple of days.
And how much can we improve? How much can we really make better? And how quickly?
Those are the questions. We'll see if the Shockers answer those questions tonight. Of course, that was the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, along with Coach Marshall there. Mr. Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tonight. Tip-off at 7 p.m. from Coke Arena, and that is on 103.7 KEYN. Shocker basketball action tonight. JUCO men's basketball action last night in El Dorado for Butler Community College, hosting Dodge City. Butler trying to remain undefeated on home court. Dennis Higgins had the call right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Ball in the front court. Hawkins has it deep on the right wing. One dribble, picks it up, drops it low block right side to Daw. Daw spins, puts up a bank shot, scored, and he's fouled. Nongo capable of doing with his back to the basket. That's the potential we've heard about. The 6'8 sophomore from Senegal Nice move on the right baseline, and he spun around and banked it in from about 6 feet out, and he drew the foul.
Nice job. Butler wins it big, 88-57. Butler still undefeated at the power plant, 5-0 on home court. Butler Grizzlies now 9-3 on the season. The Shocker ladies were going for their fifth win in a row last night, but they lost 68-55 at 18th-ranked Missouri State. Shockers couldn't get the offense cranked up. 0-10 from three-point range. Couldn't make any threes last night and suffered a loss on the road. You heard that game. Steve Strain had the call on Sports Radio KFH. Thursday night football tonight to get the week started in the NFL. The first-place Dallas Cowboys visiting the Chicago Bears. Both teams with a record of 6-6. The Cowboys are favored by a field goal on the road, despite the fact that Dallas is on a two-game losing streak right now. 7 o'clock tonight, Bears-Cowboys. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In college football, Big 12 Conference naming its All-Conference Football Awards yesterday, and the Special Teams Player of the Year is a freshman from Kansas State, Joshua Youngblood, first freshman ever to win a Player of the Year category in any category in the Big 12 Conference. How about that? First in the nation with three kickoff returns for a touchdown. A guy that's averaging 38 yards per kickoff return.
Wow.
And basically, teams just stopped kicking to him. So
I haven't a chance.
The guy's going to get 40 yards per kickoff return, you don't kick it to him.
I confess you, I haven't had a chance to watch or listen to many K-State football games this year. I wish I don't know much about him, but gosh, he sounds like he's incredible.
Yeah, pretty
good. I saw him catch touchdown pass, I think, the other day.
Yeah, freshman, too. So,
good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations to the K-State freshman there. K-State, of course, still has one more game to go, awaiting a bowl bid. In the NBA last night, former Kansas Jayhawk, Devontae Graham, 33 points, 9 assists, as the Charlotte Hornets beat the Golden State Warriors 106-91. Graham with a career-high 10 three-pointers.
Wow.
On his way to 33 points last night.
Yeah, he was on fire.
Yeah, no kidding. The Hornets have won three of their last five. And home basketball tonight for Friends University hosting Ottawa. The Friends men are only a half game out of first place, and they're coming off back-to-back victories. There you go. It's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted. 6:22 now. Keep it here for the Fox News commentary this morning. Plus, we've got traffic and weather coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.